Yes, hello.
Hi, Joe. This is Sahak with Local Slash. We had spoken before about the Google listing. How you doing?
Oh, good, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. Always appreciate that. How's your day going?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Busy's always good, right?
Yes, that is true.
For sure. So I remember you had asked for a call here down the line. I was just following up.
Yeah, you know, I was just kind of curious, you know, when would my listing be, you know, ranked up, you know, where somebody can actually look for it? And number one, what kind of keywords do you need from me, or are you guys going to look those up?
So we have a technician that can give you the best, you know, in terms of high volume for the search words, but we actually use your specific ones that you'd like to, and then I can have the technician optimize those for you. So it could be up to 15. As long as there's services that you do offer.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, definitely. I do a land development approvals. I get approvals for people to do land development because the county or cities will give you a laundry list of things they need, and one of the criteria is to be approved. The property that's undeveloped has to be approved to make sure it's legal status.
Okay, so we can make sure if anyone searches for that type of service, you'll pop up.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if anybody searches for that, though. They usually find out after they buy the property, go to the county or city, and then try to get permits for development. Then they find, you know, then they get the whole, you know, geological requirements, you know, all the stuff they need to get to, you know, to move forward.
Right. Now, I'm sure there's a degree of people that search on there. I'm sure it's not as much as maybe, say, some of are the popular ones like plumbing or electricians or things like that, but there's still going to be a degree of searches there, right? It's still better to have yourself on, and it's not just Google, Bing, Yahoo, all the directories, even voice-activated searches like Alexa. So they can search in any way. As long as for that service, you're going to pop up. So it's
How about LinkedIn? LinkedIn, I know, I think they have a real estate section.
Yeah, we can see about that. Yeah, typically it's just directories like, you know, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Chamber of Commerce, you know, Apple, Apple and Alexa, as well as pretty much any, yeah, even like voice activated searches, exactly.
Okay. And go ahead.
Oh, and so you'll be listed pretty much clear across the internet, and also you'll have a tracking system with an app on your phone where you can see all this real time, so where the calls are coming from, the areas that you're being searched in, the keywords you're being found for. That way we can optimize everything, you can make suggestions, and you don't even have to log into our website to see everything. It's right there in your app, so you can see it all real time.
Now, is this restricted to a specific geological area, I mean geographical area, like Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, Ventura? What if somebody
it could
from
be,
San Diego or San Diego,
so
Orange County?
Yeah, so typically we can do up to 4 counties for you as long as it's within a 50-mile radius of any address that you want verified through Google.
Okay.
So 50 miles. We can cover 4 counties or up to 12 cities. It depends on how you want to target the marketing. It's totally up to you.
And then, Well, I don't know. I mean, I've done work for people that were up in San Francisco, but the property was here in Los Angeles County.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Using that tracking system, we can actually narrow down the searches. Like, we can filter it through age, income level, the area, the keyword, to make sure it's up to your specifications and tailored to the business, right, and the needs of the business.
Yeah,
definitely. And like I said before as well, now, do you guys already, I see you guys do have a website, right? So we're running with your website. We also do build sites is why I'm asking.
No, I don't need it. I already have a website, and I think it's okay.
Right.
I don't know. You tell me.
The urbanplanners.us, right? That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can do. And then we're running all the traffic to your site. Do you have someone hosting it? Because we can also do that and let you know the analytics of everything.
Well, I have GoDaddy. They've been doing it for years.
Oh, okay. And you're happy with it? Seems good so far, like you're getting traffic over there and everything?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, we can have them run it, and then we'll just run the the marketing side of it too. So again, we're flexible with most things, so totally up to you.
Yeah, basically, I'm just, you know, the website's already there, the hosting site's there. So I just need marketing.
Right. I think that's why we waived the setup fee for you, right? It's just the $299 or whatever, and then we're waiving the $100 setup fee because you already have the website, if memory serves.
Yes, correct.
I think that was it. Yep, okay. Now, as for what's listed, like how you'd like clients to find you, is the phone number and the email correct? The 234-6695 for the number, and then j.martinez.landuse@gmail.com?
Yes. Those are the email and the phone number, yes.
And that's Martinez or Marinas?
No, Martinez.
It is T, right? I just want to make sure because the person you initially spoke with, I think, misspelled it. But I saw the email, and I'm like, okay, I got to make sure. So we're going to run with your website, right, but the information we have as for your Google business profile, how would you like it to appear to your clients, like hours of operation? Basically, when you're going to get calls, is it 9 to 5, 8 to 6? You want to go 24 hours? Or?
No, not 24 hours. Basically, just 9 to 6 is okay.
9 to 6 Monday through Friday?
Yeah. Well, I don't do volume type of work. I mean, I could get a lot line adjustment that may take me 3 to 6 months, depending how long it takes the city or county to get this stuff approved, you know, which can take a year and a half sometimes.
Right.
You know, because they don't move, you know, unless you keep pushing them.
Seriously,
but a
right.
lot line adjustments, you know, that kind of stuff. You got to get approvals. You got to get their maps together. And so it's not a volume type of business. It's more of a, you know, one or two or three. I mean, I'd be happy with 4 different projects in a year.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely get you that. So, yeah, can do.
Well, you say that now, but I like to see it.
Of course. Who wouldn't, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like surveying, you know, they have to go out there and map the whole property out and everything.
Right.
But it's not surveying. It's actually planning. And again, approval so they can actually build is the requirement.
So would city planning fall under like a keyword type for that, or should it just be land development approval? Is that the best way to describe
it? I'm not really sure if city planning would, if people actually search by that. I don't know. I don't know what they're searching by.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The best way to do it would just, I'm going to have the technician, like I'm going to just put obviously the main service you offer, and then he can search what keywords people use in regards to that type of service, and then just get you more searches that way. Because just like you, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure the technician is. He deals with, you know, that type of thing all the time. So it would make more sense for him, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are licensed and insured, of course, I'm guessing, right?
Well, there's a certification for planning, but there's no license for it.
Oh, okay. So no need. Okay, great. Yeah, is this for Google's sake? You know how Google is. I don't know if you've ever been through the verification process with Google, but they do their best to try to make sure that they're verifying a legit business. So, you know, they kind of want to make sure in any way. And the address I have for you, I think it was listed with your Angie's or whatever, sort of Yelp. It's 1925 Petro Place. Is that still correct? The Ventura?
Yeah.
93003.
Basically, I have a home office. I don't need another office, and I have a laptop and I have a phone. So,
because we don't have to list the address if you don't want.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, we will make sure. Yeah, if it's a home address, we just put a general area, so you'll show up as a general 50-mile radius within that area for that service.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then they won't show a physical address. Yeah, you don't want a bunch of crazies knowing where you live these days.
There's enough crazies out there. I don't need another.
Exactly.
But then again, I do want to be found, you know.
That. It's totally up to you. It's flexible. We can change it if you want. But
No.
For now,
I can leave it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave off the address. And if they want to get a hold of me and they talk to me, then I can give them the
Exactly. Then you guys can talk that out amongst yourselves. Exactly.
Right.
And then, so I think we're good on that end. Now, I also wanted to see, so as for the billing, is that also going to be the same address then, the 1925 Petrol?
Yes.
Okay. And that's Joe Martinez. That's Ventura, California, 93003.
Yeah, 03. Yeah,
okay.
And so how long would it take for me to start seeing listings of my website?
So we have most of everything, like directories, anything like that, set up in 2 weeks. The average turnaround time for first page placement and everything running full speed is 30 to 45 days. Now, I have seen it done faster. I just like to go with the average, and if it's even faster than that, then we're all the more happy, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So, but that's the average. Now, like I said, I have seen it done faster, and since you guys do have somewhat of an online presence, I think, you know, it's safe to say that it's a possibility. It could be a little quicker than that. Now, as for the pricing, so since I'm waiving that setup fee for you, it's just a $299, okay, and that's the same every month. That won't ever change. So
okay.
That's month to month. There's no contracts, and that covers everything. So all your Facebook ads, everything's included in that. That doesn't ever change month to month based on calls or clicks or jobs. It's just a flat fee that covers everything I went over there with you.
Okay. Okay, so and then, so is there a contract or anything that I have to sign or?
No, you can cancel it anytime. We do offer, I think for your particular, we might be able to do a 3, 6, or 12 month agreement if you want to save money and pay up front. But what I'm talking about, the service we're talking about, is just month to month. That's optional if you want it.
Yeah, month to month. I want to see what the,
yeah, exactly. See how you like
it.
Gets
out,
the feet wet.
Not, then,
yeah, and then, exactly. And then at any time you can upgrade or cancel, right? It's more flexible that way.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Okay, definitely. So, what was that? Sorry?
Nothing. I was just, I agree. Yeah.
All right, sounds good then. We'll get you going. So, as for the payment method, so I got the address right. Sounds like we're good. And that's Joe Martinez, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
It'll be a Visa card.
Okay, got it. And then, go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Oh, you want it now?
Yeah, so what happens is I'd set you up now, right? We'll get you the invoice, everything that's included once it processes. I'll set you up with the technician, and most likely you can speak with him tomorrow morning or afternoon, whatever's better for you to fit, you know, to kind of – I'll get most of it set up today. He just kind of confirms everything, starts building everything for you. Because the sooner the better with this type of thing.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a Visa card, and it's 4147-1802-9641-2535.
Okay.
And the expiration is 11/2026.
11/2026. And then the number on the back, Joe?
921.
921. Okay. Now, I'm also going to set up a security question for you if you like that. Well, you know, it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, kind of expedites processes. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's go with the first pet's name.
Okay. And the name?
Chen. C-H-E-N.
C-H-E-N. Chen. Okay. Gotcha. Was that a dog or what?
Yeah, it was a dog. Yeah.
Nice. What type of dog? Oh, even better. I always I had one like that, actually. The ones we had, though, I lived on this farm, we had a, Australian Shepherd. They had, like, crazy energy, man, like, hard to keep up with them. They're like the herding dogs, like, they can herd llamas and cattle and stuff like that. So they got, like, crazy energy. Yeah, it's hard to keep up with.
It's hard to keep up with them dogs, No, mine
right?
was pretty cool. You just got too old, you know, you get old and...
Oh, it happens, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
For sure. So
okay, so the technician will be calling me when? Tomorrow?
So I can set you up today. I don't know if you're going to have time today. I think most likely tomorrow morning or afternoon. So we just have one other quick step, and then one and a half, sorry. And then I'll set you up with the time with the technician. But since we're on the subject, what would be a good time for you tomorrow?
About 9:30.
9:30 a.m., right? Like in the morning, first thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. I can do that. I'll confirm that here in a second. I'm just going to process the payment, and then you'll get your invoice through text and email, and then we'll just go through that real quick. I'll set you up with the time with the technician, and then there's just one other quick step with that, and you're good to go. So let me just set you up here. Almost there, I promise. let's see here. There it is.
Now,
okay,
did you
just
call
my...
earlier? I had a call.
Ooh, I might have called you this morning as well. That might have been me, yes. I did call you. This is maybe the second time.
Do you have a 909 area code?
No, we're in Cali, so, you know, we use something called voice over internet protocol, though. Internet's doing the dialing for obvious reasons to save money on the calls since we're making so many and, you know, a bunch of reasons why. But that could be why you saw a local number if it was us that called. But me, myself, I think it would have come from the number I'm going to give you here in a second. I'm going to text you and email you everything you'll need, but I don't think so. There's a possibility. I usually call first thing in the morning. Or later in the afternoon, depending on the business and the schedule.
Oh, okay.
To make sure, right?
Well,
that,
I just thought maybe it was you guys, but maybe somebody else. I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure. I don't think it was, but there's a possibility because I do sometimes call in the morning too. So you're going to see that process here in just a second. And then, like I said, let's see. Da-da-da. Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, so it's Joe Martinez, because I did get an error message. So it's 1925 Petrol Place, Ventura, California, 93003. And that was a Visa, you said. We got the number, and that's September 2026. And then the number on the back was 921.
That's the November of 2026.
November. Okay, I put September. That's probably why. Okay, that was my fault. Sorry. November, September, they have those embers at the end. It just rang different in my ear, I guess. Sorry about that. Okay. So here we go. You will see that come through now. And like I said, you're going to get your invoice through text and email. I think the text will be the quickest way to do it, so I'll send that now. And then we just have one other quick step, and you're on your way. I'll set you up with the technician. So you should see that process through your online banking. I know if you have some, you'll see that come through any second now. And
okay.
Here comes Mm-hmm. And then also sending you the text here. You should see it come through now. Let me know if you see that.
Yes.
You do. Okay, great. So go ahead, click on that link there that takes you into the invoice. Of course, take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions. But at the bottom there. That's where you see, like, you can click the box that says, I'm the authorized user, and then right below that where you type your name, once you do that, hit confirm signature. That should take you to our website and ask for your username and password. Once you've done that, that's how you know it's confirmed it. And so let me know once you get there, and then we just have one other quick step, and you're good to go.
Okay, I'm the authorized holder of the signature card.
Right, that's the one.
Type your name.
And then once you hit confirm, it should take you to our website asking for like a username and password.
Confirm signature, username.
Yep, there it is. Okay, so you're good to go on that front. I'm just going to go over this with you real quick. It's called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice I sent to outline the service agreement and, of course, to review or clarify any questions you might have. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Yes, LAUrbanPlanners.us.
Okay, and now please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Martinez, the owner.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, like, you know, with building the verification and everything we'll need from you, because obviously that expedites the process. Now, as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up with that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
again?
Do you, sorry, here we go, one more time. Do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process for the verification and everything?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose, or basically just let us know, of any additional online marketing you might do with, say, another company during the term of your agreement with us?